What Lies Beneath, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries.
8 days a week.
The U.S. Postmaster General is asking Congress to let him cut mail delivery from 6 days a week to 5. That's getting a lot of attention. But there's much more to the story. Most of the news reports talk about how Americans are mailing fewer letters and bills. But some mail volume is actually up, including packages from online purchases. The USPS is still the best delivery option for many home addresses. There was also a big run-up in gasoline prices last year. A penny a gallon means $8 million for the Postal Service with all its delivery vehicles. Yes, gas has come back down somewhat, but the damage to the budget is done. Still, that's only about $600 million. And it's certainly not the stamps. The number of issues has already been cut, and stamps are a tiny part of the budget anyway. The real reason is that a few years ago, Congress forced the Postal Service to pre-fund retiree health benefits. Last year, that cost almost $7.5 billion. Without it, the Postal Service would have turned a profit. That's what the Postmaster General really wants to get rid of. But threatening to cut delivery gets much more attention. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, and yes, postal services, visit virtualstampclub.com.